Have you ever thought about having acupuncture or any other type of therapies? What about those needles with acupuncture? Well, to tell us more, Cam Winchester, acupuncturist. Good morning, Cam.
Good morning.
And thank you for coming into the Susie studio.
Thank you.
So first off, what actually is acupuncture, please?
Acupuncture is basically 3,000 years old therapy. It's where the fine needles are inserted in various acupuncture points to allow the free flow of energy around the body, which allows the body to promote its own health, bringing body back to the balance. And we're actually promoting body to heal itself. If everything is balanced, your body is fine.
It's amazing what we can do these days, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And such a, yeah, and this say 3,000 years, that's wow.
It's huge, yeah. Nobody knows exactly how many, but that's why it's like it's over 3,000 years old ancient therapy.
But you were saying that it only came to the UK around about the 1970s.
It is, yes. Dr. Van Bureau, actually, who started the college ICON, where I am basically graduated. I spent 3 years over there. He was it was very few people who bring that to Eastern side, yes.
So what makes acupuncture different to other therapies?
It's based on a Chinese medicine theory. First of all, we use meridian system. I don't know if you know about the meridian. It's we've got 12 main meridian within our body, which is paired with yin and yang organs based. If liver is yin aspect and gallbladder is yang aspect of that meridian. We use meridian system, five element system. We do pulse diagnosis, tongue diagnosis. This whole holistic approach actually works side by side with the Western medicine.
It really amazes me. It does. But how do you know exactly where to put the needles to help a certain ailment?
It's a huge, huge scenario. It's a huge topic. It'll be difficult for me to explain in very few words, but we have over 360 points within our body through the different meridians, the pathways. Theoretical model of Chinese medicine divides the body up into channel system, which we call it meridian system. And most likely, if there is a problem, physical or mental, there is some type of correlation with this channel system. So using the points along the channel or the way channel connects tells me where to put the needles, such as pathway to pericardium channel, using point pericardium 6, which is inside the arm. It will calm the person because it's connected to your pericardium, the pathway.
It just really, as I said before, it just really fascinates me. I guess you said you did 3 years training, and I guess in a way you're a bit like a doctor. You have to study the anatomy of the body.
Yes. It is first year we had to learn all the anatomy, physiology, pathology. But we can't put doctor in a title in front of our name.
No.
But yes, it's very, very intense study. 3 years totally. I've lost my social life in those 3 years. But I put everything into this.
Yeah, well, I guess if it's something you want to do, it's worth it.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely.
So something I'm interested in this subject, but if someone is, you use fine needles, but if someone is afraid of needles, how do you work with that?
See, if somebody is really afraid of needle, they wouldn't come and get the treatment with me anyway. But we use so fine needle, the needle's depth is actually, they are 0.18 mm, what I'm using, which is similar to your hair right. thickness. So they are not thick at all. Uh-huh. I can put 50 of my acupuncture needle to a normal medical syringe. So they are very fine needles. It says needle, that's a scary word, but you can't use anything else. It is a needle, but they are so thin, no more than thicker than your own hair.
How do you find them then? They must be so tiny.
They are all sterilized and in the back box, so it's a one-time use needles.
So, well, my next question you may have already answered, but as one thing I was interested in asking you, I've heard that it doesn't hurt. Well, I guess if they're that tiny, it wouldn't hurt.
No, it's, I would say it's not painful at all. Mm-hmm. Needles are no more than thicker than your hair,
yes.
Only 0.18 mm. I think your hair is 0.16 mm, something like that,
yes.
If I'm correct. Actually, as a matter of fact, it's quite relaxing. It's a variety of sensation. Some people describe me feeling it tingling sensation.
Right.
Maybe a dull ache when I'm pressing the needle in. When the needle is inserted, or sometimes they experience nothing at all.
It's because you hear the word needles and you think, oh, why would someone want to stick needles in? How's that going to help? But if they're that tiny, yes.
Yeah, it's just a word needle scares everybody else.
Yeah. Right.
Until you try it, you're not going to find out.
So, Cam, we were talking about the size of these needles. It's still amazing me how tiny they really are. But there are many types of ailments that acupuncture can help with. Is there anything it doesn't help with?
Yes. If we see acupuncture is helping the body to promote its own health, then it's appropriate at any time. You can use it any time. But some conditions require other interventions too, such as if someone is with broken bone,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't look for an acupuncturist.
Right.
They would require appropriate surgery to fix the bone. Or if somebody is coming to me with a palpitation, anxiety, chest pain, I wouldn't treat them straight
mm-hmm.
away. I would be sending them to emergency
yes.
services because they need Western medicine attention straight away. So yes, there are a few things where acupuncture is not appropriate at all. But once you had a surgery, you can go and see your acupuncturist, and it would actually promote, you will have a speedy recovery with that. If you want recover body quickly
mm-hmm.
after surgery, yes, you can see your acupuncturist.
Can I ask, now I've got a little bit of a case study for you now. An older lady, she broke her humerus bone about 2 or 3 years ago, and she's having trouble lifting her arm up because she wants to be able to do her own hair. Would this help her with movement in her arm?
Definitely. I cannot say straight away.
Mm-hmm, of course,
yes,
you'd have
course,
to examine. Yeah.
I have to examine. I have to ask her a medical questionnaire.
Yes.
But yes, please, if she is looking for it, I'm the right person.
Okay, I'll let her know. And how much do these treatments usually cost?
Normally, acupuncture treatment is £45. I work Monday to Friday in Edenbridge, where I charge £45. Option Beauty Salon, you can find me there. Or every Saturday, I run a community clinic at Holistic Harmony, based in Merstham, where cost of my treatment is only £20. But if you fancy, it's basically Holistic Harmony has asked me, once I finished my degree,
mm-hmm.
they contacted me if I want to give back something to community, because before I went for acupuncture studies, I actually had quite a lot therapies learned by from Holistic Harmony.
Yes.
So it's my way of giving something back to community. So that's why I'm running a cheap, low-cost therapies from there every Saturdays.
That's very good of you.
Thank you.
So acupuncture, is it something you have once, or would you need more than one treatment? I guess it depends on the what you're treating.
Totally, yeah. It depends on the condition. If I'm treating acute condition, it could be benefit within one treatment. You can see the difference straight away. However, if we are treating chronic condition, it's been there for a while, it's going to take some time to bring that body back to the balance and take away all the pains. But with the pain treatment, one session, you will know the difference.
Well, if you can help heal my leg.
that is in my agenda.
And, of course, we've got the Merstham Community Fair on Saturday in the Car Boot. Are you going to be there as part of Holistic Harmony?
Yes, please. I'll be there. And do come along. If anybody has got any question, if they're looking for a free consultation, I'll be there all day with Holistic Harmony. Yes.
Fantastic. Well, I might see you there then.
It's 25th of September, Sunday.
It is. And as I said to Shirley, fingers crossed for dry weather.
Thank you. Yes, that would be the bonus. But obviously, where they put me, it's always dry and quiet. So good. I can actually talk to people in a little bit of privacy. But if anybody have got any question, they can connect me via my Facebook page. It's called Acupuncture in Eden. I'm just a phone call away. Give us a shout.
So you're in Eden Bridge Monday to Friday, and then at the Merstham
every Saturday. But I can be available during the week in Merstham Holistic Harmony, that positive living centre, if somebody needs me. So yes, I work different days, but every Saturday is my dedicated days.
Yes. Well, Cam, thank you very much for joining me in the studio this morning. I think you've definitely put my mind at rest, and hopefully some others as well, about the needle. It's just that word, isn't it?
It's
needle.
Words,
we'll have to find another word for it. Hairs. You say it's a hair thickness. Hairs.
I normally say I'm an acupuncturist and I love puncturing the skin.
All in good cause, of course.
Yes.
Cam Winchester, a qualified acupuncturist, and she is, as I said, she is in Eden Bridge Monday to Friday, or at the Positive Living Centre here in Merstham on a Saturday.